This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yeah, they pay me 800 riyals every month while I'm studying in the Medina University. That's one. The other thing is, guys, you know, I've had multiple messages on my Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Every time I put a video up, there's always that guy who's commenting, "Akhi, you're a sellout. Scholars for dollars. Ulama al-hayd wal-nifas. Scholars of postnatal bleeding and also menses." So the reality of the matter is, guys, let me try and break this down from a very ilmi perspective. First and foremost, we need to understand that no one on this on the face of this earth can we say unrestrictedly the religion of Islam is taken directly from the actions and the statements that he says. Except who? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody on the face of this earth represents Islam like that. That every action that he does, that we say, okay, this is how Salafiyah is, or this is how the Sunnah is, or this is not how the Sunnah is. There's nobody like that. Because that's the only person who should, the religion should be taken like that from is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions collectively. So why do we not speak out against the Saudi government or the Qatari government or the Kuwaiti government or all these other governments? Again, this is a question that is posed all the time. You're speaking about this, why don't you speak about that? Firstly, what is the correct methodology in dealing with the mistakes of the rulers? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, من أراد أن ينصح لذي سلطان فليأخذ بيده فيخلو به. Whoever wants to advise a ruler, then let him take him by the hand and let him seclude himself with him. فإن كان كذلك وإلا فقد أدى الذي عليه. If he accepts his advice, then great. And if he doesn't accept his advice, then you have fulfilled the right that is upon you. Do we defend their mistakes? Recently, when Donald Trump went to Saudi Arabia, people are messaging me, why don't you do something about it? Like, I am in the government office and I have access to the king to go and advise him about what is going on. First, you have to understand, guys, the Saudi government, nobody said they're ma'asum. Nobody said they're infallible. The khair they have done for the ummah, did you know you cannot fulfill one of the pillars of your religion except firstly through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then secondly the Saudi government? The khair they have done for this ummah is no other than any other government. And on top of that, we say everything they do, we don't go and defend their mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not defend those who oppress themselves. This is generally speaking. So if the Saudi government makes a mistake, we're not going to go and defend their mistake. Someone said to me, you don't want to speak out against them because they're going to kick you out of the Medina University. How many people have said that to me? And I've already explained to you the correct way to go about dealing with it. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned another hadith. فَمَنْ أَعَانَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ وَصَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَيْسُ مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever declares some of the things that are doing us to be from the truth, or he aids them in their oppression, then this person is not from me and I'm not from them. وَلَا يَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ حَوْضِي. And they're not going to drink from my pond. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And we have to understand, even if this ruler now is from the worst of the worst, again, there's a methodology in dealing with it. فَأَكْتَفِي بِحَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ. I'm going to bring one hadith. Even though there's so many narrations, just open up Kitab al-Imara, the chapter of leadership in Sahih Muslim. Yani tens of hadith you will find in how to go about dealing with it. You have the hadith of Hudaybah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَكُونُ أُمَرَاءٌ بَعْدِي. There will be leaders that come after me. لَا يَخْتَدُونَ بِهَدِي وَلَا يَسْتَنُونَ بِسُنَّتِي. They don't take my guidance as a guidance, and they don't take my sunnah as a sunnah. They don't stop there. The worst example has been brought to you. قُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبِ الشَّيَاطِينَ فِي جُثْمَانِ الْإِنْسِ. Their hearts are like the hearts of the shaitan in the body of an ins, a human being. Can a ruler get worse than that? Ask yourself that question. So Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala and he asked, فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا يَا رَسُولَهُ What should we do? وَإِنْ ضُرِبَ ظَهْرُكَ وَأُخِذَ مَالُكَ فَاسْمَعْ وَاطِعْ Hudhayfa asked, what should we do, Ya Rasulullah? He said, if he beats your back and takes your money, listen and obey. Upon you is to make dua for him. Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, لَوْ كَانَ عِنْدِي دُعَاءً وَاحِدًا مُسْتَجَابٍ لَصَرَفْتُهُ لِلْأَمِيرِ If I had one dua that is going to be accepted with a guarantee, I would have done that for the Amir. Why? Because if the Amir, إِذَا صَلَحَ الْأَمِيرِ صَلَحَ الْعِبَادُ وَالْبِلَادِ If the Amir becomes rectified, the ruler, then the servants and the rest of the country becomes rectified as well. Sorry I'm going on here, but I've been wanting to answer this for quite some time. The amount of message I receive is because lack of knowledge, again, it goes back to it. And I struggle to understand. Sahih Muslim is the most authentic book after Bukhari, right? Why are the people not studying that? That just shows you guys how far away the people have gone away from what? Knowledge. The pure knowledge. The most authentic books, people don't turn to it. And that's sad. Wallahi, that's sad. He's busy taking around ayat, something that he's read off the internet, or a guy fed him, he's jumping up and down with it. Kafir, 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 we are all kuffar.